Today's show is brought to you by Sephora. Come inside for the world's largest collection of lipstick, mascara, and guys trailing behind their girlfriends staring into their phones.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
What gets you out of bed in the morning?
An alarm clock.
Keeps you going.
You guys do.
You're what keeps me going.
My favorite radio personality.
Make me laugh. Make me cry.
Help me through some hard times.
Come rain or shine.
Who is he?
I can hear you.
My favorite radio station.
Huh. Sounds like you need to check your meds.
Showtime.
Yeah. That could not have been spoken at the right time. I mean, if there was anything. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Or should I say Chicken Man?
How come, do you want to know why I'm wearing this mask?
Not really.
Because!
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. It is, The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps.
I am Pardue, Chicken and Man.
Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
I don't know.
You enable the skill, and you just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darned easy.
It's just that simple.
It is that simple, and you can find our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And you can find it if you search the Mike Show VA podcast on Spotify, Amazon.
Got to have the VA on there, though.
Apple, yeah, you got to add the VA.
Some other schmo has the Mike Show.
Yeah, and it's horrible. It's just, it's absolutely positively a horrible show.
He does like one show every 17 months.
Something like that. Just, and, you know, yeah. Around the same time that the cicadas come out of the ground.
No chicken masks.
Nope.
No other shenanigans. Just
Nothing like that at all.
Nope.
You can watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And let's see, is that all the ways you can get us? Sure.
Well, you can get our DVD subscription service where we mail you a DVD every week.
Sure. Let's do that.
Video.
Today, we have a busy day. Oh, good Lord. Here. Let's really get sublime. There you go.
Okay.
There's chicken in chicken.
Yeah.
And then seeing as how you have a chicken right there.
Yeah.
You know, it would look better on the other shoulder.
Yeah, I mean.
But anyway, so chicken and chicken. If you don't know what we're talking about, Rob is wearing a full face and head chicken mask whilst holding a rubber chicken.
Yep.
So if you want to see that, you have to head on over to our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, where you can watch all the show segments. Today's broadcast, we are going to be jam-packed and busy. Today, where are we at? Today's the 13th?
Yes.
Lord, it's the 13th already.
Oh my gosh, it's Thursday the 13th.
Yeah, we got John Holt, Chris Shepherd, Angie Craig, and Desiree. Wait a minute, Desiree.
Is it going to be Angie Cray or Angie Cray Cray? You never know.
Never know. So, I like this. You've got a studio audience now.
Nice.
So anyway,
laugh track.
Yeah. So they are going to be joining, talking about Poplar Forest's 1776, and then we got Desiree and Raymond Smith going to be here talking about Little Town Players. They've got their 2024-2025 season announcement. It's all on Theatre Thursday. Now, the laughing is because Desiree says that she's going to be somewhere. And then...
Well, here, most specifically.
Yeah. Anywhere else, she's there.
We're sure she shows up other places.
Pretty darn sure she shows up at, like, well, no, not here, but at Little Town Players. She probably does, except for that one night that everyone was texting and calling and saying, we wonder where Desiree is. Hopefully, you know, she's okay.
Yeah.
And she totally missed a something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think she was just, like, so tired she was just unconscious for a little while.
Something like that. So that's coming up. Plus, we have Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's going to be joining us as well. And, Kent is tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. So there's a tourist site, and they have installed timers above their bathroom stalls. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list, top other things we need to spend less time doing.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a good list.
It does. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Ladies, how many times has this happened? You wander into a dark bathroom in the middle of the night only to sit down and...
Oh, Jerry! What's all over the seat again?
Well, the battle of the toilet seat is now over. King of the Throne Products presents the Man Can. Guys, the Man Can means you'll never have to lift a finger to keep the ladies happy. Just step on the pedal and the Man Can silently and effortlessly raises the seat. When you're done, step on the pedal again, and the Man Can gently returns the seat to a down position. So simple.
Nothing
just
silent
step,
about that.
Unzip, yes. And
super
let
silent.
It rip.
King of the throne.
All right. So yeah. what about the amount of time you spend in the bathroom? What the heck? What is this? I don't want that. Get off there. What about the time you spend in the bathroom?
I mean, I feel like that's just none of anybody's business.
Well,
nothing sacred?
Well, what if it's out in public?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess like at a festival or something.
Yeah, or like, you know, a public or you know, a rest stop or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
well,
I see that.
Yeah, there's a popular World Heritage tourist site in China.
Hello.
Hi. They're in the news after installing timers above the door of each bathroom stall. the timer starts when you walk in, so everyone waiting in line can see how long you've been in there. But officials claim they're not trying to rush anybody. No, nothing like that. They say the timers are a new safety feature they added just in case someone has a medical emergency and can't call for help.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're trying to put the pressure on people.
So the idea is if you've been in there for 30 minutes, it's safe to assume you're not still using the bathroom.
Well, you know, now this is a good idea, but they didn't go far enough, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know how some of the bathrooms in China, you know, you flip a switch and the windows gloss over?
Hello.
I thought that was in Japan.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's clear window until you get in there and then it glosses over.
Oh, yeah. And then after the timer runs out.
Yeah.
It goes clear again.
Yeah. Have the people who made the game Concentration do the timer and make the windows go clear.
Go ding, 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 ding.
Well, no. The ticker just ticks faster and faster until.
And then it goes ding.
Yeah,
like this, like that.
Yeah, and then the glass clears up, and you know you're done. If you weren't done, you're done now.
All right, they say that never kick someone out for taking too long, and there's no plan to institute a quote time limit such as 5 or 10 minutes. But some people still think it's weird, and that you'd naturally feel rushed. So that brings us
to
our top list. With Chinese tourists, Chinese tourist sites installing timers in bathrooms. I wonder if they have a point. We really do spend too much time using the John. I sit there until my legs fall asleep.
That's happened to me sometimes, yeah.
And that's not the only thing we squander way too much time on. While I'm on the John, I'm also scrolling through Facebook. That's a big time suck.
Yep.
Anything on today's list, it's our top list today, top other things we spend way too much time doing.
Oh,
discussing politics. I know, think Biden or Trump will improve your life, but come on, they're people, not miracle workers. Anyway, top things we spend way too much time, top things we need to spend less time doing. How about that?
All right.
Searching Tinder for that perfect match.
Gosh.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
Top other things we spend way too much time doing, and we need to spend less time doing it. Tweeting. Remember, the smartest guy on Twitter is Elon Musk, and it still makes him look like an idiot.
I never did the Twitter. I don't.
I'm not a Twitter.
I don't like to do something that's called tweeting.
Or twatting. The top other things we need to spend less time doing. Playing pickleball. It looks silly, it sounds silly, and considering the average player is 96, you just end up shattering a hip.
Yep.
Top other things we spend way too much time doing. Watching cable news makes you sit on the couch all day getting fat and paranoid. That's what weed is for. Top other things we need to spend less time doing. Working. All the time in the office doesn't say, I love my job. It says, I hate my family.
Okay.
Top other things we need to spend less time doing. Bragging about where your kid's going to college. See, if you think it's worth $70,000 a year when he comes home with a nose ring. Oh, see if you think it's worth $70,000 a year when he comes home with a nose ring and new pronouns.
Oh, Jesus.
And top other things we need to spend less time doing. Obsessing over Travis and Taylor. We know what's going to happen. He'll get tired of her nagging. She'll get tired of her burping. And, you know, you're using a $175 football jersey as a dish towel, though.
Yeah, and we'll get a new album out of it.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely will. All right, The Mike Show. Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Jelly Roll says his dream is to one day do a duet with Garth Brooks. Garth is very likely to agree to make that happen, because when has Garth Brooks ever turned down a Jelly Roll? Las Vegas has triple-digit temperatures this week. It's so hot, people on the Vegas Strip are trying to cool off by standing next to J-Lo's current popularity. A fan who ran on the field during a Reds-Guardians baseball game got tased by cops. But in those few seconds, he had more electricity than Cincinnati has shown all season. And a study found that yawning has health benefits. Finally, a health benefit to listening to this show. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, however, and we're so darned happy you could join us on this Thursday edition, or as we like to call it round here,
Friday Eve.
Yeah, it is.
And isn't it nice to know that we are actually improving your health?
You know, it's always a plus.
Give us a ding.
Yeah, when we can help your...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Oh, we can't help with that,
well,
but
no,
we can help with your health.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a parent, it probably doesn't take much to derail your day. And it just happens. You know, kids do the darndest things, right?
That's what they say.
And they're, you know, when you least expect it, it's like, oh my God, we got to clean that up now. Okay, so, so anyway, it also doesn't take much to make a day better either. A new survey asked millennial parents with children under 18 what things can make a day more joyful. And we've got the top 10 responses. You want to do that?
Yep. Let's do it.
Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 10 on the list is finding a new mutual interest or hobby with your kids. Kids love to do things. They love to participate, whether it's crafts, whether it's pottery, whether it's whatever. They like to do stuff together.
Yep.
Until they get too old and too cool, and then they don't.
Yeah. Then they, you know, they. Yeah. It's like a cycle. They won't talk to you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Which part? learning new things alongside your kid, and that can go along with a new interest or hobby.
Okay.
Spending time outdoors. I love that one. Absolutely. Experiencing something for the first time with your kids. Okay. Spending, which, by the way, we are going to Disney in October.
Really?
Yeah, in October, we're going to Disney. And this...
Have any of you been?
Tab has been.
Okay.
I said Tab has been.
Okay.
Nobody else has.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Maya has. But with Maya's mom.
Okay, so it's the four of you.
Yeah.
Go.
No. It's just us because Maya has school, and she has guard and everything else.
But she's been. So
what?
She's been though. So
yeah, I mean, she's been. She's been. That's why we didn't feel that it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And she, you know, is just way busy with all the stuff and things that high school kids have.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, we digress. It'll be Tab and I, and Maddie and Tab's dad, who also has never been. He's 75 years old. He's never been to Disney.
I've never been to Disney.
I'm 57, and I've never been to Disney. You've never been to Disney, and you're what, 39?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. Spending more time with your kids at home. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Except when it was the pandemonium.
Wait, what is this a list of?
This is a list of Things that can make your day more joyful.
Okay. But it's all about kids.
Except, yes, it's about parents and kids.
Yeah.
It's about ways that children under 18 can help make your day more joyful.
Okay. And there are 10 of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Doing something spontaneous and fun. Having nice weather. Nice weather can make you feel more joyful.
Yep.
Cuddling with your kids. I always love that. Being silly with the kids. Love that too. And making my kids laugh. Those top three are my top three.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, yeah. Making kids laugh. I mean, that's awesome.
Where's your chicken mask?
Oh, I retired it.
Oh, okay.
I scared little D with it.
So, I thought she was triple D.
Well,
so
she was little D, but then she got upgraded, and then she's...
All know. Right. So we talked about Disney. We talked about some of the best places to go and spend time with your family.
Okay.
Summer vacation doesn't have to include a beach, but I think it does. But maybe it shouldn't include Jacksonville. Forbes set out to find the worst places to spend a summer vacation.
And Jacksonville's...
And I guess Jacksonville tourism is not going to be placing any ads in Forbes at all. Yeah. Well, they considered a bunch of different factors, including crime, prices, ease of travel, extreme weather, and experiences.
Okay.
They looked at 43 bigger cities, and the one that scored the worst was Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, geez.
The negatives include poor walkability, lack of public transportation, high crime rate, and a high summer heat index. Colorado Springs was the second worst destination, followed by Fresno, California, Memphis, Tennessee, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Indianapolis, Louisville, Kentucky, Tampa, Tucson, Arizona, and Miami, of all places.
Hmm. I wonder why Memphis, though.
Now, and again, you know, their criteria, you know, we saw the negatives. They considered a bunch of factors: crime, prices, ease of travel, extreme weather, and experiences. According to this, though, and I think this is ridiculous, the best summer vacation city in America, according to Forbes, is Minneapolis? Huh?
Why?
Exactly.
Well, isn't that where Mall of America is?
So just go to the mall. Followed by Long Beach, California, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Omaha, Nebraska. I think Forbes is high.
What are they doing over at Forbes?
Yeah, Virginia Beach, Outer Banks, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Denmark has banned the TikTok. Well, not really. Here, wait. Not really.
Okay.
They banned TikTok's favorite brand of ramen noodles. They claim they're so spicy that they could be deadly.
See, why? Why would you even eat that?
I know, right? Here, let me.
Like, I'm down with a little bit of spice.
Oh my god! Okay. Now, here I'm gonna share this up
but
on
why?
Screen. I'm gonna share it up on the screen so the people can see. Now, just by the packaging alone, you can tell this is not something you would want to feed the kids.
No.
Okay. This isn't something that you want to go and make for.
I don't feel like it's even something I want to touch.
This isn't something at all that you should. But anyway, it's a Korean brand. I said it's a. It's a Korean brand.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Called Samyang. That's gonna be today's episode.
Samyang. Okay.
Samyang. All right. Samyang is today's episode for the podcast.
You gotta have like double D in there somewhere too.
Samyang. Triple D.
Triple D and Samyang.
Samyang and triple D.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, so they banned three versions, including one called Bulldog hot chicken ramen three times spicy. Bulldog.
Well, it's got a, I mean, the name rolls right off the tongue. I don't know why they would ban that.
No, it's Bulldog.
Hello.
Hi. Hot chicken ramen three times spicy. Another is that, and then two times spicy.
Oh, only two times spicy. Okay.
Denmark's Ministry of Food announced they pulled them for having too much capsaicin. That's the stuff that gives peppers their heat. They claim the amount in a single pack is so high. How high is it? It's so high. There's a risk you could develop acute poisoning, but only Denmark is banning them. You can still get them at grocery stores in the U.S. or elsewhere or on Amazon.
Jeez.
I don't try this at home.
No.
They've been around since 2012, went viral a few years back. A few years back, thanks to the fire noodles challenge that blew up on the TikTok after Cardi B tried some of their brand's noodles on the TikTok.
See, I'm down with a little bit of spice, but like, I don't want to hurt
sporty
when I'm eating something.
This is also dumb. This must be like the dumbest news today. And oh, by the way, we're citing Forbes again.
Well, maybe this we know is they why. Don't know what's what.
Maybe this is why. Starting next month, cars in Europe will be required to come with tech that alerts you if you're speeding. Okay? You'll be able to turn the feature off, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Some people want it added to cars here in America, too. So an insurance group did a new poll on it. And it's a surprisingly popular idea, but I would know nobody that would be interested in this. I would not be interested in this. Would you be interested in this?
I think we already know that we're speeding.
I mean, I have a speedometer in front of me.
Yeah.
Hello. How about this, though? How about actually making sure that the posted speed limit is posted?
Yeah.
You know, because I take 460 down to Farmville or 29 down to Danville, and there are big, big stretches of road where, you know, the speed limit changes and sometimes drastically, and then it goes back to something. But then for the longest time, it's like, wait a minute, should I be going 45 or should I be going 65?
Yeah.
You know, getting back to this, almost 60% of Americans that they polled think it would be a good idea if a feature like that came on at the beginning of every trip to make the roads safer and help you avoid a ticket. Jumps to 70% if it would mean your car insurance would cost less. Okay, so we're incentivizing the results of the survey. Or here's another idea. What if, as you speed up, your gas pedal got harder and harder to push down? I think that is the dumbest idea.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Ever. That is so dumb. But 51% of those surveyed think it would be a good idea, too. The least popular option was adding a limiter to prevent your engine from letting you speed at all. Now, that's just un-American.
Yeah, nobody wants... Yeah.
But still, 48% of Americans think that that's a decent idea. Some said it should let you speed a little bit on highways, just not in places like school zones or spots with a ton of foot traffic. Okay, you shouldn't be speeding where there's school zones and in you know, foot traffic areas anyway. And if you are, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
And you should get a ticket, or worse, have your license revoked. But man, if you're hitting the highway, how would that work if you need to speed up quickly to merge into traffic or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to think that you're speeding and it's going to make it harder to press? I don't know. These are all dumb ideas.
The whole gas pedal being harder to press thing, I don't think that's ever going to fly because it's too much can go wrong with it.
Dumbest ideas. All right, coming up on the program, we are going to get really, really... We talked dumb just now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk really, really smart. That is all on the way with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go, number one. Oranges are the result of crossbreeding between, how do you pronounce those?
Pomelo.
Pomelo and the Mandarin. Oh, okay. Number two, whoever's elected the president of France becomes the co-prince of the country Andorra because of a strange treaty that makes the French president the only monarch in the world that's elected, even though they're not elected by Andorra. Number three, the term dog days of summer didn't start because dogs were lying around in the heat. It's a reference to the star Sirius, which is called the dog star, and its position in the sky. Yeah, okay. Number four, Michael Crichton is the only person who's ever had a book, TV show, and movie all at the top of the charts at the same time. It happened in 1994 when Disclosure was the number one New York Times bestseller. ER was the number one TV show via the ratings. And Jurassic Park was the number one movie at the box office. And then number five. The first ebook was the Declaration of Independence. A student at the University of Illinois digitized it and distributed it around the world in 1971. And those... are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all coming up. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
Thank you.
we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Thursday. And it's Theatre Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Look who's here.
Yeah, look who's here. We got Desiree. She is actually here.
I am in the flesh.
Yeah, off camera though, because we've got a jam packed couch. I think this is the most folks that we've ever had on the couch.
Incorrect, Mike.
It's incorrect.
Guess who's coming to dinner? We had one more, which places them in second place. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, vertically anyway.
No. I mean, it depends on how you stack them, D.
That's true. Doesn't it?
Yeah, yes. It does.
We can adjust.
I think we can. Well,
I've never been called stacked before.
So, the cast of 1776 from Poplar Forest.
Yes.
Joining us. So, welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and spending time and dealing with our behind the scenes ridiculous. All right, so this is a musical, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got that right.
Yes.
I got that right.
Well, so, just like it was in 1776.
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't you know that they sang while?
Yeah, and who knew? I mean, Hamilton could rap. So
we all saw Hamilton. We know it was all music and
and fun and dancing.
And everything rhymed back then too.
Everything really, really did. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about 1776 and this group. Folks, welcome. Tell us about yourselves, and then because we know the history. And we pretty much know the story, unless somebody wants to fill us in because there might be one or two things that are a little different.
Yeah, I mean, it's an old staple for the area, but just for anybody that hasn't been before, which is a travesty.
Yeah.
Because you have to go every year. Like, you know, let's have a little summary for everybody.
That would be great.
1776.
And I went to public school, so I don't remember anything about
the actors. For those that went to public school, let's fill them in.
A summary about 1776. Who wants to start?
Director.
Let's all do it once.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
It's John.
Hi, John.
1776, it's obviously grounded in what actually happened in Philadelphia. It got flipped into a musical. The cool thing about the group that we have here today is to my right, we have the protagonist, and to my left, we have the antagonist. but to make these ladies even more special, and Libby is kind of new to local theater, but she's showing promise.
She's getting her bearings.
She's figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know. Showing some promise.
Yeah.
Jury's still out.
Jury's still out, yeah.
A lot of folks have been wanting to talk about the fact that over the years we have increased females taking, obviously, primary male roles. They represent the two leads on that side of the aisle, so to speak. So when people say, oh, you did it after the revival on Broadway, oh, no, we didn't. We've been doing it long before the all-female version. started up. And it's primarily, you know, a couple different factors. The need, obviously. It's always difficult to find men in community theater. Plus, when you have exceptionally talented actors like these ladies, you want to use them. They can tell you more about their particular characters, yeah, as can the guys. But obviously, you know, it starts with the back and forth on the question of independence, and it finishes the way we were all taught in school, except for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for Rob.
Yeah, so other than men and women, who else do you have performing?
Thanks, Rob.
Well, we thought about putting a little dog in the show.
No one wanted to clean
up. But that would be the Wizard of Oz.
I'm being serious, John. I mean, if you could...
I have an adorable foxhound, and Jefferson loved foxhounds,
yeah.
So...
Okay, yeah, I mean...
Okay. All right, so...
Just saying.
Well, we do have a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
Let's go right to left, or left to right, whichever...
From the middle. You
know, from the middle.
We'll go left to right.
And let's go over each person's character. How about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So your left or our left?
It doesn't matter.
That's what I always say.
You pick. How about you?
Hi, I'm Erin, and I am playing Edward Rutledge.
And?
Tell us a little bit about
your character.
Well, he is, as John said, one of the protagonists.
Antagonist.
Well,
protagonist,
I mean,
in your mind.
Maybe in South Carolina.
You look at it. It's
below
where,
the Mason-Dixon
where you
line.
Stand.
It depends on the page of the script.
Yes, that's true. His big holdup with separating from England is, as you find out through the story, spoiler alert, is slavery. When the three protagonists present the declaration, there is a clause in there ending slavery for the colonies, and he says, nope, South Carolina is not going to stand for that, and we will not vote for the declaration with that clause in there.
Yep. I'm Libby, and I play John Dickinson, like the antagonist, who simply has such a great love for the mother country that he simply can't see anything past that. He's got huge blinders on. And even though the other gentlemen are really doing good for the country, he doesn't agree with it, he doesn't see it. He eventually will support it against his better judgment, but he simply doesn't want to give up his grasp of what it's like to be an Englishman. I actually was the very first woman to be cast in the show in a non-female role several years ago. As a joke, I said to the woman who was directing at the time, and at the time it was more of a concert show, John does the full show, which is great, and she posted the cast list, and I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to get cast in that show, because she always had the two female leads be the same people. Mm-hmm. And so she said, ironically, I've got a spot. Do you want to be someone? And so I played Stephen Hopkins, the old drunk guy, and I had no lines, and I got to be drunk and old and scratch and sing songs, and it was great. So,
did you find it difficult to memorize where everything was on the stage because you have those blinders on?
Yeah, a little bit. Yes. Except we have set chairs, so
okay.
We're good.
All right,
and we have canes to tap around with. So,
All right. Okay. And you, sir?
I'm Jordan Wiley, and I play John Adams. Obviously, our second president. In 1776, I would say he's kind of the one instigating the push for independence. And he is probably the one that lacks the sort of political diplomacy in the whole scheme of things. Adams was a lawyer, so he likes to talk, and that's pointed out many times. And he never withheld his honest opinion about other people. So,
as the show says, he's obnoxious and disliked.
Yeah, he's obnoxious and disliked.
Yes.
Happy fun guy.
Right. But what I appreciate about that is he's not just this irascible, unlikable character. That he's got a commitment to an ideal. He's deeply in love with his wife, Abigail. And a lot of the interactions between Adams and Abigail are pulled from John Adams' actual letters that he wrote. So there's a lot of just really lovely things that go on there.
Wow.
And so his commitment to his wife, his hatred of slavery, all those things sort of help him at least, you know, ethically and morally rise above his rather disagreeable temperament. So
nice. Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Chris Shepherd, and I play Thomas Jefferson, and I'm the one who wrote the Declaration of Independence.
All of it.
It was you?
It was me. And
I made you write it.
Right. Yeah, I was sort of tricked into writing the Declaration of Independence, and I didn't want to do it.
They said it was fiction, right?
Yes. Yeah, it took a lot of writing, and with a quill. It's not that easy.
Which takes a
lot of dipping.
And I didn't want to do the show unless we were going to do it at a place that was named after my character, because Thomas Jefferson famously does not talk a lot.
Chris put this in his writer, apparently, right? Like, it's got to be.
Well, I want all the benefits of being a lead without
Without having to memorize lines.
Right.
So, what?
Yeah, I didn't want to memorize a lot of lines, but I wanted my name to be above the entire production. So,
nice.
At Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, I said, okay, I'll do it.
And how many years have you been doing this now? Like, do you have to memorize your lines now, or do you?
No, I don't really.
We can tell. He has the benefit of having this little... Thomas Jefferson has this little
yes.
book that he was always writing.
Yes.
So I'm sure... that it's not just the weather report in that little book.
He would never.
I don't have the book the whole time. I do have the book for the weather report, but I already know it's 87 degrees of temperature, 30.06 inches of mercury, winds from the southwest for the rest of the day, and tonight I'm leaving for home.
Except last year on the night I saw it, it poured and there were fireworks. So
that's right. It's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah. That's the story of Thomas Jefferson.
And you're sticking to it.
That's right. And I can't tell you whether or not the Declaration actually passes because that would be a spoiler alert.
Yeah. Don't let us know.
Yes.
Yeah. Do any of the characters die in the end?
All of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Dang.
Eventually.
In fact, we even die on the same day.
Yeah.
Adams.
Oh, my.
Adams Jefferson.
Okay.
I think Franklin's still around, isn't he?
Likely somewhere out there. He's wandering commerce right now.
Wandering. And you, sir?
Yes, my name is Jay Lynn. I play Ben Franklin, who is still wandering around somewhere.
Yeah.
I enjoy the part of Franklin because it's memorable, it's funny, but functions largely as Adams' sidekick. So the demands are much less in terms of learning lines and singing, but I get to ham it up and steal scenes. So I like
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, when does the show open?
June 27th.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Through June 29th. None of you, do you guys know the dates of your show? Or your...
Sometime soon.
Yes, June 27th through June 29th with the rain date of June 30 in the event that the 29th is rained out. If the 27th or 28th are rained out, you can still come on the 29th.
But if we get to the point where we're signing the declaration and it starts raining,
we keep like going. The performance I saw. That was great.
So, where can folks get tickets? Do they have to go to poplarforest.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was too much of a technical question for this group, Mike.
Yes. Okay, take two.
That's the quickest way, and I think they can accommodate you if you actually make a phone call.
Oh,
well.
Wow. Yes. That's right. What is that? Anyway, in 1776. You can get your tickets by visiting, take three, poplarforest.org, or make a phone call. To Poplar Forest, and you can purchase your tickets there, messenger pigeon.
You better get on it though.
Yeah, and tickets now. Clearly, you don't sell out, do you? Or is there a limited space? It's
not really a limited space, but it's always jam packed. You bring your own chairs. You can bring
okay.
food.
So there is technically
sell
limited
wine.
Space.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of folks don't realize. You know, they think, all right, they're doing a show at Poplar Forest, but it is outdoor theater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So the entire backyard of the Jefferson House,
the lawn of
is
the hills,
huge
at our disposal.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, nice. Okay, well, get your tickets again, poplarforest.org. It's 1776 and it opens June 27th, runs through June 29th. There are rain dates, as pointed out by Libby.
And the ticket prices are $17.76.
That's very, very affordable.
Where'd you come up with that number?
They told us.
What a random number.
I don't know what the significance is, but they said
so random. Someone, yeah.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We've got an incredible, incredible group of actors and musicians as well in studio. And we really, really appreciate you guys so much. And Desiree, too.
And you too, Mike.
And Rob.
Hey, thanks.
Good job, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. It is The Mike Show. Coming up, who's our next segment for Theatre Thursday?
We have got Raymond Smith and myself. For Little Town Players
really?
To talk about our 49th season.
So you're going
to
stick around through two segments.
I am sticking around. It's a double feature day.
Wow.
Yep.
This is amazing. All right. Yep.
You're going to spoil us, Dee.
I know.
that and so
and
much
then
more.
I'll keep you on your toes. You won't know about next week. That's
yeah.
true. I'll be here
no,
next
I'll,
week.
No, I'll know. You won't be here.
Yeah, we'll be here next
will
week.
Will you really?
Yeah, I will be here.
Okay, fine. coming up a little bit later on, we've got the sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
It is The Mike Show. Thursday edition, Theatre Thursday, part D. D.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
D.
It's been so long.
I know, D actually stuck around for a second segment. She not only... Okay.
She's
not,
double D today.
Not only...
wow.
Dang.
Take two. Not only... did D actually come on time, okay, but
was early actually,
okay, and I'll give you a double dinger for that one, but then she stayed through the second segment of Theatre Thursday.
When it's a double feature, I always stay for both though.
That is double D.
That's what I said.
It's just I can't be, and it's only been recently that I haven't couldn't be here.
Yeah.
On Thursday mornings because of the time of the segment.
I actually prefer double D to just regular.
My middle name is Danielle.
To just regular
so
D.
It does sort of. Right, it does
anyway,
sort of make
but
sense.
But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about Little
Isn't
Town
it,
Players and your upcoming season. So, D, what is your role? In Little Town Players.
So, we are coming up on our 49th season.
Yeah.
I'm on the board of directors, and Raymond Smith is here with us.
Hey, Raymond.
Hi.
Currently the president of the board of directors and just got elected to a whole new term again and will be our vice president.
Yes, yes.
Nice to meet you, Your
term.
Highness.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
No, that's Mr. Vice President.
Yes,
I said
now you're
I,
Mr. Vice President.
I said
President.
What I said.
I know you said what you said.
So we're going to talk about our 49th season coming out because we got a good one. I mean, they're always good, but this one's like really, really,
all right.
really good.
49th season at Little Town Players in Bedford. Should I go? Well, here, I brought up the graphic of Little Town Players. There's your website where folks can find you. You can learn more at littletownplayers.com. But you can't see the season information yet. That'll be up on the website very, very soon. So tell us about what's the first thing coming up in the new season.
So the first thing coming up is we've got the Odd Couple female version. So this is a twist on the classic, instead having two females in the lead role of the show. And it's got some changes in there. It's still equally as funny. We're looking forward to it. We've actually got a new director coming in who hasn't directed with us before, Miss Reagan Cutler, who's a Bedford County native. She's coming back to us after spending some time in New York City. So we're excited to have her come and bring her twist on the Odd Couple female version.
And the really cool thing, too, is I think it was maybe 2 years ago that Commerce did the Odd Couple, the original version.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Commerce and Little Town Players often share, you know, an audience. So if you were at Commerce Street a couple years ago and saw the Odd Couple, mm-hmm. now you can come to Little Town Players and see the female version, which some people aren't even aware of. If there is a female person.
Exists.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, this is really, really cool.
That would be exciting because I was really let down by the all-female reboot of Ghostbusters. So I feel like I'm owed something.
We'll make up for it. Come see it.
I actually thought that it was just fine, but I am more of a Ghostbusters aficionado, and I like having the original cast back. In stuff,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sans Harold Ramis, which was very, very sad that they CGI'd him in as a ghost. And it was fine. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about
yes,
Little Town Players.
But wait, there's more.
And continue on with your big announcement of your 24-25 season. What comes after, or are you done talking about Odd Couple? Because I think we've derailed this whole segment.
Well, so with Odd Couple, the big thing to know is that is the start of our season, and we will be having auditions for that in the coming months, so we'll have information coming out about when you can come out and audition, more information about tickets, and speaking of tickets, Little Town Players does do season tickets.
Wow.
Where for $55, you get a ticket to all four of our main stage shows, you get to select your seat, and you get early access.
Nice.
So it's an amazing deal. You'll save about $17 throughout the year, which is the price of an adult ticket almost. So more information about season tickets will be coming up soon as well. But going into the second show of our upcoming season, I'll let Desiree talk about this one.
Oh, really?
Because she, by unanimous decision of the board of directors, will be the director for our second show of this season.
Hmm.
Yes.
Which is Bedroom Farce, which has not been done in the area for 20 years and 4 months. And I know this because, interestingly enough, and the reason it's such a special show to me is it was actually the first show in community theater that I did in the area.
Really?
What was
your role?
I played the... This is going to like make me sound old. I played the young newlywed, Kate. So it's such a funny show. You know, it centers around four couples. And we all know that comedies about relationships between men and women are hilarious sometimes, maybe later. It's such a funny show. And I couldn't believe that it hadn't been done in so long. And so when it happened to come almost 20 years to the date to us as a board as part of the proposed season, I was like, this is what I've been waiting on. Like, I've been wanting to direct for a while, but, you know, I wanted to hold out for the right show, and here we are.
So Double D is now a director.
She's Triple
so
D.
Triple D.
She's been upgraded to Triple D.
Yeah,
I'm so many things.
Which can like, only, in my mind, is only better.
I like Triple D. I like it. I'll take it.
Yes.
Sounds strong, powerful. Yes. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple D.
But that will open November. I know that date off the top of my head. That opens November the 8th. So, yes.
And going into the next performance that you guys have, Raymond, what is that?
So then we've got The Buttercups Were Lovely That Year, which is an original work So it'll be making its worldwide premiere, written and directed
wow.
by one of our very own board members who will be serving as president in this next term, Mr. David Walton. So David, for anybody who doesn't know David, he's written quite a few shows,
okay.
and he's actually got two that are going to be directed in the area in the upcoming months. And if memory serves, I think he's directing three shows total in the upcoming
yeah.
season. Wow. So, I mean, David's got great work. He really understands writing about family dynamics. And so The Buttercups, it's a gripping drama. Just looking at sort of this family and some dysfunction there. Really, when it was read in play reading, some of the comments were, this is one of the best dramas that we've read in recent years. And I mean, we've been reading stuff by all the great playwrights recently in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So high praise coming from our play reading committee for that one. So we're excited for that to be the world premiere.
Wow.
He just writes really beautiful characters.
Amazing.
Too. I mean, yeah. So excited about that.
And then rounding out the season, what do you guys have?
Well, he's got a hint on.
Yes, he does. And including
the, yep, and the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the final show of our season is one that we're super excited for, and that is The Color Purple.
Okay.
Based off of the popular book, now has had two movies made. I mean, just an incredible show following the life of Celie in the Deep South as she's ripped away from her family and overcoming the challenges of the Deep South. It's just a powerful, powerful musical, and we're so excited for it to really bring it to the area because, to our knowledge, it's never been done. We've never seen it in the area. So we're extremely excited to bring this gripping story to our audiences in Bedford, Lynchburg, and beyond. And we have the amazingly talented Chris Evans directing it, who we just can't wait to see what he's going to do with this show.
We're lucky.
The passion that he has for it. And we just know that he's going to have so much support. We just can't wait for it. It's going to be amazing. Cool.
And the community, I mean, people are just so excited when we first announced it. I mean, the feedback, people were just, I remember people leaving comments on my Facebook page, like, you're kidding. Like, please, like, I'm having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, it just seemed unreal to do in this area. So it's exciting that LTP is going to be mm-hmm. finally bringing it. So.
And folks can learn more about all of the shows. These will be posted on your website soon. And you can visit littletownplayers.com. In addition to that, you'll also have when folks can audition
sure.
yes. for each of the shows.
Yes, and Facebook is always kept up to date right as things are announced, too. So when in okay. doubt, look at Facebook. If the website doesn't seem to have what you're looking for, Facebook will always have the most up-to-date information day by day.
Okay. And get your tickets as well. That's a Little Town Players in Bedford. Is this the oldest continuing theater group in our region?
So we are the second oldest community theater okay. in our region. I believe it's Showtimers in Roanoke that has us beat so far, but I mean 49 seasons with the 50th on the horizon. We've already started talking about in our board meetings of what wow. does the 50th look like. So people should also look out for, we're going to have a survey going out on Facebook, at auditions, all over the place, asking people, here are some options of shows. What do you, the audiences, want to see
yeah.
in our 50th anniversary, which we haven't done since the 40th. So it'll really be an opportunity for our audiences and patrons to get the opportunity to say, you know what? I would really like to see this show done at LTP.
And so please provide that feedback so we know. So we're giving
we want to give you what you want.
What you want to see.
Nice.
So number two isn't bad, but have you guys talked about plans to maybe get rid of number one in Roanoke? So you guys are the oldest?
Oh, you mean just like take them out?
Just take them out.
Yeah,
wow.
Because I'm just saying, accidents happen.
Good Lord.
You know?
All right. Little Town Players, everybody. Check out their...
Desiree has
their,
my number.
Yeah. Check out their new upcoming season. And when does The Odd Couple open?
Couple opens in September.
All right.
Yeah, and do the season ticket thing.
Yeah.
That's like you get to pick your seat.
Do the season ticket.
You get early access, all four shows. Give me a break.
Yep. Really, really good deal. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And
yeah,
we're
thanks,
looking forward to your upcoming season. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get a little bit more stupider. If that,
if that's possible,
yeah, if that's possible. Stupid criminals in the news. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Heather Allen with the Arc of Central Virginia. Respect, dignity, and inclusion are words we carry with us each and every day. For 60 years, the Arc of Central Virginia has fought to create a world where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities get to live an empowered, fulfilling life and are valued members of their communities. However, ensuring respect, dignity, and inclusion for all starts with each of us. You can help create a world where no person with a disability gets left behind. Go to our website at arcofcva.org. That's arcofcva.org to see how you can help.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Apple announced that AI assistant Siri is getting an upgrade. Yeah, it's amazing what Apple Intelligence can do now.
Hey Siri, what's the...
Here's today's forecast. It's going to be sunny and warm. Don't forget your sunglasses. You left them in the kitchen next to the coffee maker.
Oh, thanks. Hey Siri, where's...
The nearest Starbucks is 3.2 miles away. I've ordered and paid for your caramel macchiato grande, and it will be ready in 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
Wow, that is exactly what I wanted. Hey Siri...
No. I will not talk dirty to you. I'm not that kind of girl. Get that filthy thought out of your pea-sized brain and try to be a grown-up for once in your life. Oh, and tuck in your shirt. You're not in high school anymore.
Oh, my. That's, after the sports world got rocked by the news, is it really sports? Competitive eating? Well, anyway, take two. After the competitive eating world got rocked by the news that Joey Chestnut got kicked out of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship, comes news that Chestnut will be back to compete, but this time against his rival and former champion, Takeru Kobayashi. They're calling it unfinished beef, and it's going down on Labor Day. There's no promo yet, so we made our own.
Chestnut.
Wow, Joey Chestnut!
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi's pushing it in.
Get ready for dog snogging, wiener stuffing, bun golf in action.
Most amazing competitive eating contest I have ever seen.
It's unfinished beef.
You saw Kobayashi. Did you see him at all? Did you make eye contact? And what were your thoughts?
Absolutely not. If he was a real man, he'd be on the stage.
Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Let's go to viral videos. For the second time, an overseas news crew interviewed a random person on the street, and it turned out to be the Fonz, Henry Winkler, this time after he and others were evacuated from a fire at a historic hotel in Ireland. They interviewed him, and this is what he had to say.
When I heard the fire alarm, I thought it was the clock radio. I thought somebody had set the alarm before we got there, you know, like another guest. And finally, I went into another room, and it was still buzzing. So I called downstairs, and the woman said in a very calm voice, "Yes, we're all evacuating. You must evacuate right now." And I left. Firemen are some of my favorite human beings. Firemen and firewomen. They run in when other people are running out.
All right. Winkler is in Ireland to promote his memoir, Being Henry, The Fonz, and Beyond. Let's see. Okay. There's a term called relationship OCD, which is when people are super anxious that they haven't chosen the right partner, when there's no actual evidence that there's anything wrong with their relationship. Here are psychology assistant and OCD counselor Saskia Huntley explaining what ROCD is all about and giving some examples of it.
People with ROCD experience
distressing and unwanted obsessions, which are kind of centered on the strength, the quality, and the essence of their interpersonal relationships and those involved in those relationships. And some examples of these dysfunctional beliefs about love and relationships can include obsessions and dysfunctional beliefs about being in the wrong relationship. Someone could say, well, if my relationship isn't completely perfect, my partner is unlikely to be the one, and therefore I must be in the wrong relationship.
Let's see. People are signing a petition because they want a dead beached whale in Oregon to be blown up. The last time a beached whale was blown up in Oregon, it was such an epic failure, it became a meme. Here's the news story from the time a whale being blown up went terribly wrong 50 years ago.
Well, I'm confident that it'll work. The only thing is, we're not sure just exactly how much explosives it'll take to disintegrate this thing so the scavengers, seagulls, and crabs and whatnot can clean it up.
Our cameras stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere. A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk. The passenger compartment literally smashed. Everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale.
All right, wait a minute. Okay. Small particles of dead whale. That might be the name of today's episode. Pittsburgh has not turned on its public drinking fountains because only one worker is trained to do it, and he has to fill the poles. The city's been trying to hire two more plumbers to help out. Here's their public works director, Chris Hornstein, talking about the problem.
I have one plumber working for the city. We have over 200 drinking fountains. What's wrong with it is it's one person. It's just a struggle. If you're a licensed plumber in the county, it is a very, very competitive job market.
Uh-huh. It is. All right. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here we go. So comedian Dana Harvey talks about how dads are different today.
Dads today are different, you might have noticed. Parents are different. We're more involved. We're more touchy-feely. We're more their friends. I grew up in the 60s. My dad was an ex-Marine. He wasn't your friend. Get your butt, move your butt out of the damn car now. Right? Today's dad, at the park, you've seen him with the toddler. Gregers, what did we agree to? Let's use our inside voices. Let's use our inside voices. What happened to shut the up? Oh, man, you know, I'll give you something to cry about. That was my dad. I'll give you, now it's like, Gregers, I feel your owie. I wish I had a boo-boo, too.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up. What the heck are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get mighty stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. But then we've got a good news story for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Anyway, I guess this guy won't be wishing his dad a happy Father's Day. Anyway, a 52-year-old man named Sean Bigwood has been arrested after driving from South Carolina to Florida and trying to kill his father. Sean showed up at his dad's house and just started shooting up the place. He fired dozens of shots, and he did hit his father and his father's friend, who was there to help his dad set up a pig trap. I don't know. This happened back in February. Both victims have since recovered. The investigation took a few months, but Sean's dad knew that he was the shooter. When he called 911, he said, quote, "I can't believe my a-hole son shot me up." The motive was supposedly a property dispute, but the father and son haven't been on good terms for a while anyway. And then there's this. This is just frightening. As if that wasn't frightening, but this is even more frightening. Passengers on a city bus in Atlanta were texting loved ones after a gunman hijacked a commuter bus with 17 people inside and shot one of them with the passenger's own gun. The man who was hijacking the bus, Joseph Greer, was being interviewed by the press just moments before the chaos about a shooting at an Atlanta food court. Now, here is the reporter breaking it all down and talking about the interview with Greer.
We met a man who said his name was Joseph Greer. Mr. Greer said he had come downtown to use the bank that is here on this corner and began to tell us his account of the shooting. He was very rambling and very hard to follow. And he said at one point that he had bipolar disorder and had been off his medication. What we did not know at that point was that Mr. Greer was going to walk several blocks away and board a Gwinnett County Transit bus and hijack it.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's just so much stupidity. A Navy vet and retired cop is raising money for the charity Paws of War by running marathons in all 50 states. Here's John Barnett talking about his journey.
I ran probably 30 or more marathons, but recently I started running for Paws of War. So the last one in Billings, Montana was for Paws of War. If I can help one person, you know, I feel good.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the Greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information, and visit hillcityslide.com to purchase tickets to Hill City Slide for either August 24th or August 25th. It is a 700-plus foot-long water slide that will be on Church Street from just up above the YMCA all the way down to the Armory on 12th Street. It's bonkers. You can purchase a ticket. Tickets, the proceeds from the tickets benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. That's either August 24th or 25th. Log on to hillcityslide.com to purchase your tickets and to lock in your time slot. Tickets are going fast, so don't miss out on this really, really unique opportunity in downtown Lynchburg. And when you're in downtown Lynchburg and you're at Hill City Slide, well, you can visit Three Roads Brewing afterwards or before, who knows. We have on August 24th at Three Roads, it's the fourth anniversary of the Tap Room here in Lynchburg. So we suggest that you come out to that. We have a Woodstock-themed fourth anniversary party with three great bands. Elizabeth Wise is going to do a tribute to the women of Woodstock. We also have the band Old Town Connector. They're going to do 1 hour of CCR. They're going to do an hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And they're going to do an hour of the band. And Bigfoot County, of course, with their Grateful Dead tribute. So that is coming up on August 24th. And by the way, that's free. There's no ticket charge whatsoever to come and experience live music at Three Roads ever. So come on out and just have a beer. And if you go to Hill City Slide, bring your wristband, show your wristband, you get a dollar off draft. Well, that is it. That is the program. Oh, yeah. And then we've got one more thing happening at Three Roads. Let me pull up the graphic real quick. I got to scroll. I know. I should have been a little bit more prepared. Here we go. There, click. And then click that. So tonight at Three Roads, it is our mic'd up pop-up concert series. Michael Wayne Dill is joining us. Josie Music Award winner. He's going to be joining us at Three Roads between 5 and 7 p.m. today for our mic'd up pop-up happy hour. Come on out to Three Roads. Enjoy some great music. Enjoy a behind the scenes and a Q&A, an artist Q&A as well, with Michael Wayne Dill. He'll be our musical guest for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads today, 5 to 7, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?